Rafael Simo, Tuesday night.
When we read in the Torah twice a year of the Aseret HaDibros Leisachmuid, it doesn't mean that you walk down the road and say, ah, I like that car, I wish I had that car, I really wish I had that car. That's not what Leisachmuid means. It's a nice thing to avoid, that's healthy. But Leisachmuid means to pursue it and to try and get that very item. And the Olim asked a question, and that's Mefurish, and Shulchan Aruch, and Shinon Tess, Sif Tess, it says Mefurish, Ezo, what's the Issa of Leisachmuid? Only when you pursue it and get that very item. So the Olim asked, what's Eishas Re'acho, the Pasuk says, Leisachmuid Eishas Re'acho, that's going on the Eishas Re'acho, how would that be possible? The Sma on that Sif says, yes, in a case where a person pursues and tries, causes a lot of trouble, and tries to split them up and in order to arrange to get Eishas Re'acho. Obviously, this is extreme cases. Lemaisa, a regular case where a person just has a chemda to have someone else's money or house or car, that's not included in the Issa Leisachmuid. We did mention another chiddush yesterday when we get to Leisachmuid, that if a person's selling a car for 3,500 and I get him down to a really low price in a way that he feels taken advantage, we mentioned that could be Leisachmuid. We're hesitant about it, and so you're more noted to say there is Leisachmuid. I mentioned this Shaila to Reb Heimlich. He also thought there could be Leisachmuid. And when a person goes, we're talking about the extra mile. You know, someone comes to you and says, you know what, I really got him down. You know, he comes with it more than normal. You know, I really got him down, right? When Yenin went home and felt all silly that he really got taken advantage, that could be Leisachmuid. Shaila is Leisachmuid means, if it's not up for sale, then don't press him. That's it's only Leisachmuid, because then the times can get wild. So don't pressurize them. So they want to learn, the person wants to say there's Issa Leisachmuid, when you get them down, that it's not up for sale at such a level. You've pushed them into it. Okay, it's just food for thought, that's all the yard and isht. There's no clear eye either way. What happens if a person has a massive tshuka, such a cheshek to have Yenem Sefer Torah, you've got a nice Megillah, you've got a beautiful Megillah, I say, I like that Megillah, you've only got a second one. How about selling it to me? Okay, so you're allowed to mention that. That's your initial thought. But if you put pressure, the next day you say, no, I'd like that, you know what, I'll pay another. And you put pressure on him, that would be an Issa, the Ben Ishchai writer applies to him, to Chetz HaShem Mitzvah as well, the same thing. Obviously, we have to get cracking. We have to realize, how does all this come in? Leisachmuid falls under the Issa, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in Hilchos Geneva. Because in Hilchos Geneva is that you steal something, and you can steal something without paying, you can steal something with paying, and even when you steal something with paying, you can be over Leisachmuid. That's how it's included in Hilchos Geneva. I think we're coming to the end of. We'll discuss most practical cases in Hilchos Geneva. We just have to finish off with another Nikuda. Is I just want to throw something at you. This Gezel Shena. People are out and about and they're making a lot of noise outside at 11 o'clock. Or let's say they can't be bothered knocking on the door to pick someone up. So they hoot, they do a Yashmak Hoota. Yeah? Is there Issa Gezel? We all know Gezel Shena. Does that exist? The person want to say, what's Gezel Shena? You're not stealing anything. You can't call it Gezel Shena. You can call it Loison. Loisono. The person says, don't trap someone. You're bothering someone. The Chofetz Chaim says it's the worst form of Issa because you can't repay someone back. You can't really give him back the sleep that he's missed out on. So there's all Maisalach, but at the end of the day, it's Zicha a problem, but you can't say that it's a Gezel. It falls under, it's a borrowed term for Loisono. They do say is, what would you say if a person has a child that makes a lot of noise at night and the neighbour upstairs, a block of flats, neighbour upstairs, 3 o'clock in the morning, it goes like this, no? Making noise. What can you do? What would you say the person downstairs should feel?
Nothing, it's normal
in life. Oh. You know who says this? The Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, you never had children and he's still plugged in to realise. And Shana Bididi have an Uvda, I remember in Eretz Yisrael, I was in a flat. The Chazon Ish writes that if a person is stuck in the middle of the night and his child's making noise, but this is the regular way the child was teething, the child was upset stomach, you can't help it. The person upstairs literally going shig with me. Going like this, 3 a.m, like clapping. I felt bad. The Maisa, the next morning, going through the Inyan, it's nothing to feel bad. This is Kadarch. This is how you're supposed to live. If you're doing things abnormal, you feel bad. Sure, you feel bad, yeah, but you can't get... Yeah, you did what you can. If there's anything we could do, we could do. But this is what... There's no time to say this. You're living as the regular way of living. Next Nakuda is just one final thing. Is we say in the Torah, if someone steals something, if I steal your watch, if I go and steal your glasses, right? Well, I'm still £10 from you. The halacha is, when I come to returning back the £10, the halacha is, really, in Torah state, how much do you give back? You give back kefah. You have to give back double. By gazela, that I grab it in front of your eyes, you don't give back the kefah. But if I steal from you, you're looking over there, and I grab your £10, really, you have to pay kefah. Why don't we find, there's a musig of giving kefah. Why don't you give back double? Sorry?
Before you give it back. If you haven't given it back yet.
So let's say...
You have to go to court, you don't need to.
Okay, it's a bit of a debate about that, but it could be hoida if you're hoida b'atmoi. But if, let's say, Aiden come and see that you stole it, so why don't we find a muslim of a kefal? So the Torah says it's a knas, and so what? Who cares? So you should pay up knasses. The posuk says you should pay kefal. Why are we not paying kefal by gneva? It's actually a mitzvah. Why didn't you pay kefal? So based on haven't got kach. Says the Rambam, because you can't be goyve knas, because only a proper beis din can be goyve knasas. The posuk says, "Ve'ilam mishpatim asher tosim lifneim vidashen lifneihem lifnei Elohim," in front of a beis din, in front of a proper beis din. Really, a beis din has to have smicha. Our bati dinim do not have smicha. No, I don't mean smicha. What we call smicha, smicha really means what is smicha? Moshe Rabbeinu took his hand and he gave smicha to Yeshua ben Nun. And he also gave smicha, this is all in Rambam, the Rambam said in the first. He also gave smicha to 70 Zakenim. All of the 71 people did smicha to their Talmidim. The way they did smicha, the Rambam goes, baricha, it wasn't that they did like Moshe Rabbeinu with the hands. They just said the nusach, you are a Rebbe, and you can be goyve knossos. That's what they used to say, that was the nusach. And Medoya Doris, they did that, until it came a generation that no one was able to do smicha, Kemavun and Gemoras. And Lamaisa, since then, we're not able to, we've lost that darga of smicha, we haven't got that smicha anymore. And because we haven't got the smicha, you can't be goyva knossos, you can't claim knossos from people. The Rambam's got a fascinating chiddush. Are you aware of this Rambam? Listen to it, an absolute fascinating chiddush. The Rambam says, Nireali, she'emeskimu, if they agree upon. Kol ha'chachomim of Eretz Yisrael. Get all the Talmid ha'chachomim of Eretz Yisrael. Get them all together. Ruchayim Kinevsky. Get all the big people in one room. If they all agree, lemanois dayonim v'lismoy chayisam, to choose dayonim and give them smicha, harei eilu smuchim, and they can be goyve knossos. Says the Rambam, if let's say everyone, all the gadolei adoy from Eretz Yisrael will come together and give smicha to three rabbonim, they can claim, they can do everything, they've got the kach, once again, to be like the people which were smuchim from Moshe Rabbein. As we state in Rambam. Al Pizeh, in Tzfas, at the time of the Mariabuav, Mariba Lev, they all got together and they were masmich, called masmich, they were masmich, they gave smicha to the Mari Ben Lev. As there's all this Mufurish and Rambam, you look on the side, that's what they did. Look at the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam, this is what they did. And against them, you have the Cholkim, who was the Cholkim Mariba Lev, the Rabach went against that, and that's why you'll see that we've lost this Inyan of having smicha, of a proper smicha, the Chazon Ish Takeh must be this, and therefore you will not find the Beis Din claiming kefal. However, I have to tell you, Maisa Shahoya, and there's very strong basis to this Maisa Shahoya. A very shallow maisa that happened in the dormitories once, where Reuven, dormitories in yeshiva, Reuven and Shimon are bochrim in yeshiva, and Reuven decides to play a game with Shimon's camera. Shimon goes to the shower or something. Reuven goes to his cupboard, and he pinches his camera. He takes his camera and takes ownership of it, and he puts it in his own cupboard. When he comes back, so all the bochrim are schmoozing, Shimon's looking around, he notices the camera's gone. He just put it on his bed before. What's going on over here? He looks around. He doesn't know where it is. And they point to Reuven's cupboard. Kids say, Shimon chaps the whole thing. And Shimon, before anything, he chaps Reuven's laptop. Don't know what Reuven's got a laptop in yeshiva. But okay, he chaps Reuven's laptop, which the laptop is worth double the amount of Shimon's camera. Reuven said, listen. Sorry, Shimon. Again, Shimon was the nigzal, right? He lost his camera, and Shimon had now grabbed Reuven's laptop, and Shimon said, I know a thing or two. I know my halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, in Chesha Mishpat, state. Thank you. Simon Aleph, the first in Chesha Mishpat, you don't have to go that far in. The fifth sif. The fifth sif in Chesha Mishpat state. That Hagam nowadays, the Botidinim can't claim kefa. But if the nizer, if the nigzar, the nignav decided on his own accord to grab the money out of the ganav, up to kefal, he can keep it. As it states, mefurish and shulchan aruch. Now look at the smar there. He can keep it. And not only that, that if the ganav decides to pinch it back again, because he's used to, he knows about the ganav, he's still. What the nignav, what Shimon grabbed the laptop, is his. He can say, this is my kefal. He's actually quite pleased about it. He didn't need a camera anymore. He wants to, he's quite happy to get a laptop now. He's quite pleased about that. So he can take, he can take something. Yeah, you're talking about Imtofas. He took it already, and the time is that he wants it back. And if you want to bail me out, then if you want him back, hey, give me £800, start dealing with him. The Maisa in Halacha, there's a very strong basis. They had to go to there. They went to a Pesach, and the Pesach watered it down and calmed the things down. Obviously, you have to do it to make it more normal. But you can see that in Halacha, although Kefal is taka, more or less phased out. Now, when it's more than double, he hasn't got a zechus to take more than double. He's only got a zechus to take, not cash back. He comes and say £1,000 and says, start trading. But this concept of kefal being phased out, number one is, in the time of the Tzfas, they did it in Ma'ari Birayav, but that's Lamaisa gone. That would not so much on at all. But there's another musuk, if the nignav, if you really feel you want to get a chasasham, we can't talk about that. But if a nignav did take from the ganav something which is worth more than the Dovah Nigzal, the nignav, then he can keep him ikadin al state. It's taka shaloi, because it says mam shaloi, you can, it's all these in yon. Okay. He's not allowed to be tofes. The Maisa Shuchnach doesn't say he's not allowed to be tofes. Shuchnach uses loshon is im v'im tofas im mitzim yodei. It's his. Rabbi Kivik says it's mamash his. It belongs to him. Whether he's allowed to, the Shuchnach leaves that open for everyone to decide whether he can or whether he can't. It's interesting. If a person does get something stolen from him, so if he pinches Yenim Stramel back, then he can get him back. If let's say someone gets his watch stolen and he knows that Yenim, he knows who did it, you can see in the CCTV. And he decides, look, I want to get more than my money. So he can take a stramble in the middle of davening, walk home with it, and he's got double the money. Okay, whether, again, Shavonot didn't say you're allowed to do that. Shavonot said, if he did it, aim it to me other. Right, let us drama down. Okay, now that's the Indian of Geneva. And now let's move on to Indian of Mazik. Let me ask you just a basic fundamental question. If a person, if let's say I damage your hat, the mice, you need to buy a new one, it's going to cost you £150, maybe £200, yeah? So why do I need to pay? Where does it say in the Torah that I need to pay? You should know by Geneva, it's very clear. It says Lusik, no. Don't do it, and if you did, you have to pay. Yeah? Where by Mazik does it say that you have to pay if you damage someone? So it's interesting, that if a person's makka behemoth, an animal, he has to pay. So that's very nice that if he did, he has to pay. But who told me that I shouldn't be... Does the Torah say, loy tzuzuku, don't be mazik? Loy siya mazik. Where does it say in Torah? Loy sik noivul shteit. Loy sik zoil shteit. Where does it say that don't be mazik? If I want to, chas v'sham, if a person wants to, I don't know, he fancies taking a car key and scratching along three cars, geschmacka feeling... Okay, I'll pay up. What's stopping me doing it? Does the Torah say, Lo Tzoku? Now, Adam Mordaolim tells you that if you did it, even if you don't know and everything, you have to pay up. I'm going to pay up. I'm in a mood for fun. Person's in a mood for a laugh. Okay, Chas v'Shalom, I'm talking just to bring it out. He takes a key and he scratches a nice bendy. Who's stopping him from doing it? I'll pay up. I've got insurance, I'm dealt with. Why should I? Where's the same Torah I'm not allowed to? So. The Kilis Yaakov, the stipler, and the first simon in Kilis Yaakov in Baba Kama. He discusses this point. He says, Bishlema paying up, it says, Makabehem Shalmeno. But where does he you're not allowed to do it? So that part, he says, first he's done about the Hotel Rechikmocha, but he's in Be'ikah, he says, it's to do with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If you go, the fact that if you go down the road and you see an Aveda, you have to return it. And you're not allowed to damage it, you have to even return it. All the more so, you can't now be mazik it. So it's really interesting that the stipler wants to say, it's not mafurish in the Torah that's allowed, you're not allowed to. Oh, but it's learnt from the issa, from the mitzvah. Okay, looks like Rabbi Victor is saying, we don't need psukim for this. It's double posha, I understand what you. I just want to bring it out. That vinegar to geneva, it's allowed not to. And if you did, you have to pay. But by mazik, it doesn't say it. We learn it from different things. And if you did it, you have to pay. I think that's the wrong shit. There's no chidush in that. Let's move on to the amount that a person damages doesn't make much of a difference. Even if a person does a minor damage, you should never bring out 2 points. The Pesach Halacha says, Pesach Choshen brings a case where in Eretz Yisrael, they have buildings that they people like to advertise their papers by the entrance of the building. And sometimes there's no notice boards there, or the notice boards are inside and you can't get in the building. So what people do is they take a stapler and they bang it into the wall, and the wall belongs to one of the balderas there. And so he points out that such a thing could be mazik over time. All these holes, the person who owns the dira has to be fixed up. So obviously that would be a shaila to be aware of. Okay, that's more again, Eretz Yisrael. But you can also see, sometimes you go and see in shuls, local shuls, you'll see advertisements. And you'll see sometimes the adverts are covered, or they're punctured, or they're damaged. So that would also be another case of hezek, where even if it's a minimal amount of hezek, tiny amount of hezek, but the poskim are done, we don't find any nafkamina to the amount of hezek, so it should be a problem. Hezek ri'ia is a fascinating case. You should know there's a musik of hezek ri'ia. You can damage someone by smashing his glasses, but you can also damage someone by looking into his possession. Right, the Gemara says, "It's osur leila odom lamoid al stecha veiroi." You're not allowed to stand by the entrance of your friend's field. B'shar shoy medus b'kamosi, at the time that it's full of crop. Why? Because your eye can be mazik of ayin hara. The poskim actually say that a person, if let's say something went wrong with the field afterwards, you could be mechum medina shemayim. You'd have to actually pay up for that, for looking into Yanam's field. There's a musik of being mazik, or even to stop your friends from doing things that you would usually do. You should know there's another halacha that if you have two people living in a chotza, and because they run out of money, they haven't got money, they can take money from tzedakah to build themselves a wall to give themselves privacy. It goes that far that we want people to have their privacy. Now that's another halacha that we find the Shulchan Aruch writes that you shouldn't have houses which the doors are opposite each other. Kumavu and Chazal already say that Bilam Marosh, what does Chazal? By Yisrael Bilam is Eino Vayaris Yisrael Shoich Neshvatov, that he saw that She'ein Pischei Aleim Mechuvonim Zelazeh. He saw that the houses, that the front doors are not opposite each other. The mice, if you go down some streets in town, you'll see that the houses, that the doors are opposite each other, and the windows are opposite each other. What's the teretz to that? You read Shulchan Aruch, read Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says Mefurish is a problem. So they want to say the limits chus is that there's a hall. We have a hall. Most houses, you open the door, you don't come straight into the dining room. So the whole hakpada, the main hakpada was that people should feel that they can do what they like in the house. And that you can't do when you've got the front doors opposite each other. But with the hall nowadays, that people usually do their private things inside the dining room, not the hall, so then they want to say that can override this issa of having the doors opposite each other. One final nekuda is when it gets to the ambulances, and this is a shtak nekuda which Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein makes it very clear that when you have an ambulance and you have a lady going into the ambulance for whatever reason, you have a man going for whatever reason, he says that based on these gemoras, it should be an issue that if a person's got an ambulance, there's an ambulance outside his house and he's been taken in, and you see there's a whole gang of boys behind the ambulance, and there's people staring and watching, he said that would not work, doesn't go in line with the Shtein Shulchan Aruch, that is definitely mazik, especially when a person's aware of his surroundings, it's definitely not in line with all of Shtein Shulchan Aruch, there's a problem to look where it's mazik, that he's got a very nice nusach to explain why he believes it's like a real issue to look at someone's atola. So if there's atola of an ambulance outside someone's house, you carry on walking, re'i is mutar, but carry on walking, as we stated, Rizq Zilbashni wants to say Allah Akhum Aishkar. Good evening.